guys. Welcome back to When the Ice Cream Hits the Fan. I'm Daniel Harmon, and I'm joined today by Tisha Unarmed.
Hi.
We actually just met a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And so we're getting acquainted, and that's going to be a little bit of a part of this. But Tisha has a YouTube channel called Tisha Unarmed.
Yes.
About 131,000 subscribers.
Yeah, and growing.
And growing. You mentioned one of your first videos that blew up was...
Oh, goodness. The most embarrassing one. How to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich with my feet.
Yeah.
It was my first video that I've ever made, and it blew up almost immediately. And at first, I was like, oh, 5 people watched it. You know, like my mom watched it 5 times. That's awesome. And then there's 500 people watched it, and I'm like, I don't even
know. Who are these people?
I don't even know 500 people. And then it just kept growing and growing. I'm like, this is insane. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. How many views does that have today?
Over millions.
Okay.
I can't keep up with the analytics.
Yeah.
I'm learning
yeah.
how, but...
But you're a student.
Yes.
And so it's hard to make time to do that, like to be a YouTuber at the same time as being a student.
Yeah, definitely.
Either one is tough enough to mix them. That's a big ask. So for those of you that are just listening and not watching, Tisha has no arms. And so give us a little background on that.
Yeah, so I was born without arms, and so at a very early age, I learned how to use my feet to do everything, and my parents gave me 2 lessons at the age of 7. 1, you need your education.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to work at McDonald's. It's just the truth. You're not going to be able to dig ditches, so you need your education. You need that degree. 2, I'm not always going to be here to help you. You need to learn how to do it yourself.
You're going
to
be independent, arms or not, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
Exactly. So with those 2 lessons, I learned how to be independent and do things for myself, become a creative person and innovative to be myself and do things on my own.
That's so cool. So cool. So at what age did you start to, well, I guess it would have been a very young age, right, where you would have started to use... your feet as if they were hands, right? I mean, what's your earliest memory of being able to do that?
Probably like 2 or 3.
Okay,
you know, picking
yeah.
things up, you know, playing with your toys.
Yep.
There's a funny story that my prosthetist told me. A prosthetist is someone who makes prosthetic legs. One of my legs is shorter than the other. I was also born with one leg in that way. But she was telling me that a child that she was working with, they were like, how do we get this kid to play? Like, what, you know, he's crying all the time. And she comes in and he's wearing his shoes. And they're like, well, take his shoes off. Like, he was born without arms too. Like,
yeah.
Take his shoes off.
He needs to be able to feel and...
No one thought that he would be able to use his feet. So he took his shoes off and he was, you know, a happy kid.
Oh, man.
You know, playing with his toys.
All
so
of a sudden he had
it's,
new
it's,
freedom.
It's immediate. Like when you're in that situation, when you're born this way, you learn to adapt and your first reaction is to use your feet or whatever you have.
So did you say that you were also born with one leg?
One leg shorter than
one
the other.
One leg shorter than the other.
Yes.
That's what you said. Okay,
yes.
Just to clarify. Okay.
My femur bone is curved, which caused the leg length difference. And as a child with that problem, we had to develop a process or a prosthetic that would help me walk at an even level.
Okay.
They originally wanted to cut off my foot to make it easier to make a prosthetic.
Oh my goodness.
They wanted to make me an amputee. My mom was like, no, you're crazy.
We're not going that route.
We're not, no, find something else. So.
Wow. That's amazing. And so you do everything with your feet.
Yes.
And you were explaining to me a story about one of the first times that someone kind of really hurt you, I think, just from a misunderstanding, right? Or just like basically judged you by your appearance, right?
I think it was ignorance, but
ignorance,
I, you know, like my parents said, you know, get that job, get that degree. I started working at a pizzeria in my hometown.
Okay.
And just I was so lucky to meet the manager, Carl, and he gave me the opportunity. He's like, well, how can I help you? Like, what do you need in order to work? And I was like, well, you know, if I just answer the phones, I can just take orders. And he goes, perfect. You know, we'll create that job for you. So I was a boss at it. Like, I was, like, picking up 2-3 phones at a time, taking orders. Like, it was...
How do you pick up 3 phones when you have 2 feet?
three lines.
Okay, there you go.
So we
have
different
go.
Lines.
Okay, cool.
And so that was my job. And I was the expert at answering phones and taking orders and, you know, operating the computer system. A woman came in, and she ordered her food, and then she came around to my part of the dining room, and she watched me. And I'm used to people watching me. It's normal curiosity. You know, she sat there and watched me, and I'm just, like, kind of, like, looking at her, like, okay, you know, this is a little weird and awkward, but, you know, this is my life. And I continued on working, and she got up, and she went over to the counter, and she went over to... the manager. She's like, I want to speak to the manager. And she started yelling and screaming, I should not be subjected to seeing that girl use her feet. That's gross and that's disgusting. Oh, and I should not be subjected to that. And I want my money back. This is not how you run a business. And my manager was just, like, taken aback by it, because this has never happened before. I've worked there for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, gave her pizza and gave her money back, and she stormed off.
Wow.
And I was standing right, because at first I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, well, maybe she just thinks that I have my arms in my sleeves.
Uh-huh.
And she's just being...
She thinks it's a joke or something.
She thinks it's a joke. So I go over, and I'm standing not next to the manager, but I'm standing, like, close by, like, with a short sleeve shirt on, thinking that maybe she'll, like, take a look and, like, kind of be embarrassed of what she was doing. But at that moment, I realized, like, she was just legitimately upset that I didn't have arms and that I was using my feet, and I could not handle that. And what else am I supposed to do? Like, am I not supposed to work now? Am I supposed to
right.
stay home and not have a life?
Right.
And I couldn't muster it anymore. I went home and, like, I ran out crying, and, you know, Ryan, my manager, ran after me. He goes, just take the day. It's okay. Like,
mm-hmm.
You're fine. You know, the people there at the pizzeria, they were so supportive. You know, those
yeah.
were my friends.
Yeah. And most customers probably were too.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I still get people saying, hey, I saw you at Emo's.
Uh-huh.
But I went home and I cried, and I was just so upset, and I was so torn down by it. And I had that moment. I gave myself 1 hour to feel sad for myself,
uh-huh.
to cry it out, to get all those emotions out of the way. And then I took a deep breath, and I went back to work.
That's awesome.
I went back to work,
That's
and
amazing.
I was like, I cannot let her bring me down. And I'm not going to stop working. I'm not going to stop being who I am because someone, whether it's one person or 500 people or 1,000 people have a problem with me, I can't live my life based off of what everyone else thinks.
That's amazing. That's so cool. It is important to take that moment to kind of grieve and feel.
Yes.
And like if you just sweep it under the rug and don't really deal with it, that it probably resurfaces in an ugly way. But
yeah.
The fact that you said, I'm going to feel sad for a little bit, but then I'm not going to let it ruin me. I'm going to go and change what I can change. I can't change her, but I can change me. Right.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's awesome that you didn't let that, you know, knock you down. That's an amazing story. So thank you for sharing that. So just curious, have you ever shared that on your YouTube channel?
I don't remember.
I think
actually.
You should. I really think you should.
I probably will.
I think that'll be a really inspiring story to people.
Thank you.
Yeah. So at Harmon Brothers, a lot of what we say is, let's share better stories with people. That's one of our big things. And for us, that means sharing stories that make the world a better place, sharing stories in a way that's better than what we've done in the past, sharing the better stories that are out there to share, you know, all that has a lot of different meanings for us.
Definitely.
And so when meeting you, I was like, man, this is definitely one of the better stories, and especially for my kids. So I have 6 kids, and my youngest is special needs, so she's Downs. And so my kids are starting to learn a little bit about that world of someone looking different than everybody else, mm-hmm. but what they are inside can be something extremely beautiful, even though what they look like on the outside just isn't the norm,
right?
And so that's a lot. That was a lot of my motivation on having you on. Is like, oh, I think Tisha could be very inspiring to them. Especially, I think there's a lesson to be learned here when it comes to the constraints of your storytelling, right? Because you live with constraints that I don't have. You don't have arms.
Right.
You don't have hands. You don't have fingers. You're not able to do all that stuff. So I'm also a designer. I actually, before becoming a creative director and a chief creative officer at Harmon Brothers, I was an art director at Aura Brush. I did a lot of freelance design work. I actually designed the purple logo for the mattress company, and designed like the Aura Brush logo and the original VidAngel logo and stuff that a lot of people see, and the
wow.
Harmon Brothers logo. And so I do some of that, but I do that with a mouse.
Yes.
With my hand. And so walk me through a little bit of that process of, like, for example, when you're answering phones,
mm-hmm.
you use your foot to answer the phone. Are you using the same foot to, like, punch the numbers as you are to grab the phone?
I use my chin and shoulder to,
okay.
Like you would hold a phone.
Okay.
In
yeah.
your you know, the nook
in the crook of your neck.
Neck.
Uh-huh, yep.
And then... I would use my toes to press buttons on a phone, but if it was a cell phone, then I use my toes and then, you know, hold it with my chin and shoulder.
So you put it down on the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
You dial.
Yeah.
And then you pick it up.
Yeah.
Do you
or
mind?
I say, hey Siri, call Jared.
Well, that's, thank you Siri. They probably just thought they were making it for all of us just lazy people. And little did they know how much they were making life. That much easier
yeah.
for Tisha, right? That's awesome. Yeah, that's a huge tool. All of a sudden, I'm like, man, you know, maybe Google and Apple are inspired and they're not just feeding into our laziness, you know, making the world a better place with that technology. Okay, so you're a designer.
Yes.
And so you use a laptop. Do you use a trackpad or do you use a mouse or what do you do?
Both.
Okay.
You know, I like the Magic Mouse. It's small, it's sleek.
Mm-hmm.
It actually fits the form of my foot.
Oh, yeah. Because of that just like smooth dome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the way you use the Magic Mouse is it's two fingers to scroll.
Yes.
I use two toes.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I'm able to click and, you know, move around and, you know, type with my feet on the keyboard. I haven't tested out my typing speed,
uh-huh.
but it's fairly, like, I'm not a pecker.
Yeah, I am almost a pecker. No, I am not a very fast typist, but that is amazing. So you've got a lot of dexterity,
mm-hmm.
A lot of articulation that you have in your toes, like I would in my fingers.
Yes,
like I do.
That started out when I was younger, learning how to use my feet. One of the things that we developed was, you know, dexterity picking up beans
mm-hmm.
and rice off
mm-hmm.
the floor
oh,
as
gosh.
Physical
small
therapy.
Stuff.
Yeah, small stuff. So
mm-hmm.
physical therapy really helped with like picking up little things
mm-hmm.
like you would with your thumb and second finger.
Yeah, that is so cool. And so you're able to do everything basically that I'm able to, maybe just not at the same speed.
Right.
When it comes to designing, so because you can run a mouse,
mm-hmm.
or do you ever go 2 feet in order to like work, like or is it always just a single foot?
When I'm typing, I'll use 2 feet.
When you're typing, but
like
meaning, for example, I'll use hotkeys.
The hotkeys.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Apple has done a really amazing thing
okay.
in the accessibility panels of their products, their Macs.
Okay.
Called sticky keys.
Okay.
So if you need to hold down Shift and C in order to copy,
uh-huh.
I would click the Shift button, and the sticky keys will operate that it'll hold it down for me.
Oh, nice.
Until I press C or whatever.
That's awesome.
Whatever I need. So I use sticky keys, and it really annoys my teachers because now all of the computers in the lab have sticky
set
keys.
Up for it.
It's set up for it, and everyone's like, why am
why
I copying
this,
everything?
Why,
like,
this, why is
this,
working
why is this
way?
Happening? I'm like,
It's like your own Tisha preset.
You gotta release the sticky keys.
It's like when our editors come in behind each other on Adobe Premiere or on Final Cut Pro, and they've got all their hotkeys set up for their own way. And then they're like, oh, Caitlin has it set up this way. Or Tyler has it set up this way. And they're like...
It messes you up.
It messes you up a little bit. It's just muscle memory, right?
Right.
So that's really cool. So that's one of your big... I guess, well, it's not even a restriction at this point because you're able to do all those things that I would do as a designer in order to create a logo, set type, layouts, you name it.
An iPad and the pencil, and, you know, I do all of my illustrations on there. And
yeah.
I learned...
an illustrator.
That's
awesome.
The only adaptive equipment or the only thing that's different for me is that I have a higher chair that reaches the same level as the table, so that I'm not like...
So that you're not always doing... Yeah, like that.
Uh-huh. when my feet aren't like up on the table, I'm more level with my computer.
Yeah, that's great. So you use an iPad as well with the pencil?
Yes.
And do all that?
Yes.
And then just sit there and sometimes have it on the ground. Do you prefer it on the ground or do you prefer it on a table?
I prefer it on the ground. It's
okay.
Just like...
Yep.
It's not my space.
Just there.
My husband is like... He's a wonderful man.
Okay.
But
you're married.
I am.
Okay, awesome.
But he's always asking, why is everything on the floor? I'm like, that's my space. That's my that's my desk.
That's so cool. How long have you been married?
3 years.
Awesome. Very cool. So your husband. So let me just dive into that for just a second.
Okay.
So describe to me your husband.
My husband and I met on MySpace.
Wow, back in the day.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Back in the day. We met on MySpace. He saw an article that was written about me. I think it was in 2005. He saw this article and he goes, man, I really need to meet this girl. She seems really cool. And what I love about him is that it wasn't because of my disability and it wasn't despite of my disability. It was me.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. Exactly when you're saying that.
Yeah, it was me that he liked, and so he just thought that I was cool, and then he found me on MySpace, and, you know, we started messaging each other. He was actually living in California, and I was in St. Louis, and so our friendship grew. We got to know each other before dating, which is, I feel, the best way to do it. Like, for me, it was the best way because we got, like, all, you know, the things out of the way. Within 2 months, we were like, I know this person.
Uh-huh.
Versus dating someone for 2 months when you're like, I barely know this person.
Right.
So all of those conversations, staying up at 2 o'clock in the morning, talking to him and just
friends.
Just as friends grew and grew and grew and grew. And he decided that he was going to move to St. Louis for me.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. What a great story. Have you told that one on your YouTube channel?
No, I don't. Jared's only in maybe one of my videos. He's kind of like behind the scenes kind of guy.
Well, I'm not even saying he has to show up in the videos.
Just tell the story.
Just to tell the story, I think, would be really inspiring to people. So what kind of stuff do you talk about on your YouTube channel?
I answer the questions that people have if they were to meet me for the first time.
Okay, like all the ones I'm asking right now.
Yes. I guess I got tired of explaining to people how I drive and them not being able to picture it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So a visual representation of how I drive, how I get dressed, how I do this, how I do that was a better way for me to say, okay, well, here's a video. You know, you can go watch this video, and if you like it, then you can go watch more. But it also turned into like a comedic, like it was really funny and entertaining and educational at the same time. So I'm getting all these views, and then I started getting more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you shoot a gun? I'm like, well, I don't shoot guns. I've never shot a gun before. Well, let's go try it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm getting, you know, all of these ideas on new adventures that I can go on and just show people what it's like for me to not have arms and just kill it.
Mm-hmm. That's so great. I'm so excited for my kids to hear this and see this episode, actually, and check out your videos. And that was one of the first things I thought of was like, okay, when you say you're a graphic designer, how do you create? Like I create, right? How do you tell stories in a way that makes sense? But then my mind didn't even actually necessarily go to like, oh, how do you, simple things like how to get dressed or how do you drive? I've seen people drive with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was already a little bit familiar with that.
Yeah.
really, really fascinating, really awesome stuff.
Thank you.
I'm glad that people find it humorous as well. I love to tell stories with humor. That's kind of a lot of what we're about.
Oh, man, I did a video on how to wipe without arms.
Oh, dear.
That was the, like, number one question that everyone continually asked me all the time. And at first, I'm like, why do you want to know? Like, why is that important to you?
Uh-huh.
And I realized that, you know, like, poop is funny.
Yeah, we found that out too.
And, you know, people have their curiosities, but at the same time, for me, I didn't feel like I needed to explain to people, like, every single aspect of my life.
Sure.
So that video was, like, a montage of just, like, crazy explanations on, like, basically it was a, you don't need to know,
yeah.
It's none of
yeah.
your business
yeah.
type of video,
yeah.
But it had, like, all of that, like, it made me laugh, like, the whole, I'm editing it, and I'm like, this is so ridiculous, the internet's gonna go crazy off of this.
How'd they react?
I had good reactions, some from people who were like, yeah, you're right, you know, it's none of my business, I don't need to know, and then I had other people, like, why are you being mean to us? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just asked you a simple question, and, you know, so it goes both ways, there's positive and negatives to anything that I do, but.
Sure. I just love that you're giving a voice to people that they're dealing with disabilities. And at the end of the day, there's some kind of something that can hinder us if we allow it to,
yes.
right? Or we can work within the constraints we have and learn to manage it day by day and still do great things, right?
Lemons and lemonade.
That's right. There you go. That's awesome. Okay, so if people want to find you, again, it's going to be youtube.com/TishaUnarmed.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And we also have, I have my sister channel called Life with Feet.
Okay.
Since being here at Vid Summit, Daryl has announced that we're doing this huge project, and he's wanting people to get interested in the channel that I have with Jessica Cox, who is also born without arms.
Okay.
She's the first armless pilot, and she has her black belt in Taekwondo. She's an amazing woman as well. But we decided we wanted to create a channel that showed both of our assets, but actually show that just because we both don't have arms doesn't mean that we're exactly the same. Like, she has struggles and I have different struggles. She has, you know, one attitude and I have a different attitude. And so we talk about like the social aspect of how do you feel about this and how do you feel about that? What's your body image? How do you feel, you know, about your body image? And so, I mean, having those conversations with her has been like a real treat. Just
that's awesome.
Creating and
she's a pilot.
The first armless pilot. Yeah.
Okay. Not just even the first female armless pilot, but just first period.
Yes.
Awesome.
Life with feet.
And then you also have an Instagram.
Mm-hmm. TishaUnarmed.
Okay. At TishaUnarmed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Very sweet. Well, good luck at school. Finishing up, you're a senior. Right?
Thank you.
And you've got you're going to be sending me your portfolio so we can add you to our list of potential contractors we reach out to get design work done.
Great.
To see your stuff.
Ah.
And super delighted to have you on and appreciate you taking time out to be able to meet up. And for those of you listening to hear more stuff like this, we'll make sure to subscribe to the podcast and rate and review this stuff. Very inspiring stories. Wish you the best of luck. And I hope on this campaign with Daryl, I hope I'm able to contribute in some way.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a really cool one. So, okay, thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you on the next one.